And a very good afternoon. Welcome to this Tuesday show, and it is a packed one. First up, I'm going to be speaking with a truly inspirational woman. That's Soulaf Alzaabi, who is CEO of InJazz UAE, dedicated to educating students about work readiness, entrepreneurship and financial literacy through experimental hands-on programs. That's InJazz. But the students have been very busy recently as well, creating new business ideas, part of the annual InJazz UAE Company Program Competition 2012. Well, we're going to be having a catch-up with Soulaf, actually, just about some of the programs that they offer through InJazz, and also find out which teams won and that some perhaps could be the new, some new inventive ideas for the market. That's my first guest this afternoon. Staying in the first hour, there are more awards and the Ford Motor Company Conservation and Environmental Grants, one of the largest corporate initiatives of its kind in the world. It was launched in the GCC and Levant in 2000, and the programme was created to empower individuals and non-profit groups that are donating their time and efforts to preserve the environment, well-being of their communities. Well, for 2012, both the Emirates Diving Association and Biosphere Exhibitions have been recipients of the Ford Grants in the UAE. I'm going to be having a chat with Dr. Thabit Zahran Al Abdullah Asalam, who is part of the Grants Juror Panel, coming from the UAE. He's also the Director of Marine Environment Research Centre at the Environment Agency in Abu Dhabi. And Dr. Matthias Hammer of Biosphere Expeditions, which was, of course, one of the non-profits that won one of the awards this year. They are also having a shout-out for people to sign up and send in their ideas for the grants for next year. We'll be giving you details about that as well. And then around 12:45, if you're interested in improving your Arabic, well, the Eton Institute, the UAE's largest training and professional development centre, has introduced the second edition to its popular Arabic phrasebook, and it's in all major bookstores in the UAE. Moaz Khan, who is the marketing manager of Eton Institute, will be giving us all the details. And then moving into the second hour, it's the Green Team. That's right, every Tuesday here on Dubai Eye. It's the weekly environment show. Each week we take a look at new eco stories and welcome you to tell us about some of your new green ideas and initiatives. Well, this week, together with my co-host Tatiana Abella, co-founder of Goombook.com, we'll be focusing on eco-travel. The holidays are almost upon us, and many are looking and booking their summer getaways. Well, how can you choose a greener, more eco-friendly option? Well, if you're staying close to home and having a little bit of a green staycation, you may be interested to know that the Dubai Department of Tourism and Commerce Marketing has presented the Dubai Green Tourism Awards recently, designed to encourage the hospitality sector to adopt environmentally green practices. Well, the Jebel Ali Golf Resort and Spa was one of the winners, and I'll be talking with Frederick Reinisch, who is the general manager. He'll be telling us about their eco initiatives and why, for him, it made good business sense. And if you're flying away, you may be asking yourself, how green is the airline? Well, Andrew Parker, who's the Senior Vice President for Public Industry, International and Environmental Affairs with Emirates Airline, will be giving us details about their environment programme and sustainable policies. And in the studio, ecopreneur Omar Samra, who's the owner of Wild Guana Banana. I hope I've said that. Wild Guana Banana. The Middle East and North Africa's first carbon zero travel company. And he's also quite a pioneering Arab mountaineer, adventurer, intrepid world traveller and acclaimed motivational speaker. And you may remember Omar as well as being the first Egyptian and youngest Arab to climb Mount Everest. Well, he'll also be joined by Marwa Fayyad, who is the marketing director and resourceful Guana Banana. That's our lineup for today's show. Told you it was packed. 4001 is our text message number at any point. If you'd like to join us, we would love to hear from you. Any questions, thoughts and opinions, do text them in. 4001. Well, let me welcome now my first guest. It's really a pleasure to also always welcome Soulaf Alzaabi, who is the CEO of InJazz UAE. Soulaf, welcome. Great to see you.
Thank you, Siobhan. It's good to be here
again. Yeah, it's good to see you again. It's been a while, hasn't it, actually, since we last chatted.
I know. A lot has happened since then.
Always.
growth, and growth, and more growth, which is amazing to witness. We've had an increase in student numbers since our pilot years. We've had now since 2005 when we first piloted.
It was that long ago. Wow.
I know. I can't believe it either. Out of body experience when I realized that we've reached 15,000 students to date, 5,000 of which we've reached this year alone, which means that the number of volunteers have increased, the number of participating companies have increased, which is a great experience to work with our partners and to see them committed to sending volunteers year in, year out. Mm-hmm. And also to see that the schools are being more systematic about adopting volunteer-based programs. Right. And also welcoming our volunteers on a weekly, if not daily, basis. I mean, the school—it was a learning curve for us, but it was a joy to see that it's also been a learning curve for our companies and our schools.
And so, what you're saying is, do you think they feel that the schools themselves are taking on that responsibility, as opposed to you sort of?
Yes.
Initiating it.
Yes. Well, you know, at some point in 2011, this is when I started, after 4 years, feeling that, okay, now people are coming to us, asking us to engage them in their CSR strategy, whether they're focusing on education or volunteer work, or the schools are calling on to INJAZ UAE to get their students to participate in our programs. Mm-hmm. So what I've done is, after the economic crisis, it was much harder to recruit volunteers, but more volunteers signed up. So it was like a weird contradiction there, yeah? It was harder to get them from companies, but as individuals, I had more people sign up.
Interesting.
So what I did, I expanded the programs that we have volunteers participate in. So we went from longer programs to shorter one-day mentoring experiences, or stunts, as I call them. And we've gone to the outer Emirates, because we've had volunteers that are interested to reach out to out of Dubai areas, and that was also a great experience.
Yeah.
So we diversified our program offerings. And when we did that, that also helped us increase the number of schools that are participating and students.
Now, I gave a very sort of quick intro about what INJAZ is and what you do, but maybe you could just tell us in a nutshell. Really, I mean, what is the sort of process? What are you looking for, and how does
it
help?
Well, INJAZ is a member of Junior Achievement Worldwide. It's the world's largest nonprofit franchise. And in a nutshell, it's an organization that connects volunteers, professionals, or entrepreneurs, mentors, to go and mentor students and youth at schools on work readiness, entrepreneurship, or financial literacy. Mm-hmm. All of these Junior Achievement, or INJAZ programs as it's known in the Arab world, are localized and also Arabized or translated. We keep the English version in the UAE because a lot of our volunteers are expatriates. Mm-hmm. But in a nutshell, what it is, it's connecting the volunteer to mentor and guide students who are looking towards their future, or maybe not even looking or thinking about their professional future.
And what sort of age groups are we looking at here?
We started at 11, and more recently, in the past year and a half, we started to go beyond the university, stopping at age 24.
Okay.
And
it makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, that's sort of, for many, that will be their last educational kind of point, isn't it, when they leave university. Of course, many might go on to MAs, PhDs, whatever it might be, and further education.
It's
however,
that bridge,
for many, that is the last sort of point, isn't it?
It is. But I have to tell you, the highest impact happens between age 15 and 18.
Oh, right. Okay.
That still is our bulk group. However,
that's interesting. Why is that? I mean, I don't know about the various different systems, but I suppose in the UK it would be the from GCSEs to A level system.
Yes.
So why do you see that as being the
I'll tell you, in the Arab world, or maybe around the world in general, but I'll tell you from our experience in the Arab world, it's the age when the personalities are starting to form, and also when parents are still starting to think about what they should be studying, mm-hmm. or what they should be doing in their future. So these conversations are happening at home at a very early, nascent stage. And also they're very impressionable because that's the personality child to adult stage when you become very open to learning and very capable of learning new skills, but at the same time mature enough to retain these skills.
Mm-hmm.
So if you teach an entrepreneurship class at sixth grade, it's great, but we don't know really whether we've had an impact.
Right.
But at high school, we know for sure that 33% of the graduates of the company program, for example, will go on to start a company in their career life cycle. It's a huge percentage because they are old enough to understand, to enjoy, learn, and retain.
Mm.
But they're young enough to catch them before they make that decision, mm-hmm. whether I want to become an engineer or a doctor,
yeah.
which is great because we all need them, but they're open to ideas more, and they're very creative at that age.
And are you, we must go to our break, but I'm just wondering, are you sort of incorporating that sense of creativity into these teaching programs, so it's not just by rote, it's not just the sort of very traditional
yes.
doctors, engineers kind of scenario. I mean,
yes.
are you sort of saying, look, there are other options out there?
Well, that's the whole, we have localized goals for our mission here in the UAE, which is encourage the students to think about the private sector as a career option. And we have to instill these problem-solving, creative thinking skills that are needed for private sector jobs and many other skills, English language, for instance. So when you have an expatriate volunteer or even an Emirati Arabic-speaking volunteer in the classroom who's coming from the private sector, they see a living example of what they can become.
Yeah.
And the curricula in and of itself is designed to bring out these creative thinking modules and exercises, to bring out the problem solving, to bring out the learning through doing. That's what made Junior Achievement the fastest growing organization in the world, because it's based on a volunteer who actually has the skills that they're teaching. So it's a 50-50 approach. For example, if you're a volunteer with InJazz, you bring in 50% of what you already know, and we give you the format and the structure. By the end of the course or the mentoring day or the program, that combination allows the students to excel in these life skills.
Yeah.
A lot of it is practical. Mm-hmm. So if you want to teach them about your career, or your job, you bring them to the studio and you ask them to prepare a show.
Yeah, yeah.
That they don't it forget that because it's a multi-sensory approach and it's out of the school. I mean, I remember the experiences that were out of the school simply because we were out of the school.
But it's not changed, has it?
Yes, it hasn't at all.
So, love, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to hear about this competition as well, which is really amazing. There was a whole, some fantastic ideas that these students had actually created. They're young entrepreneurs of the future, really, aren't they? We'll get details about that. I'm talking with Soulaf Alzobi, who is the CEO of InJazz UAE.